As we have been reporting for a couple of weeks now, there is a growing controversy in Newton County, 40 miles east of Atlanta. It centers on a proposed worship and burial center for Muslims, and public meetings this month have drawn crowds in the hundreds. But it's also brought out some rhetoric that Georgia civil rights groups call Islamophobic. And WABE's Johnny Kaufman takes a look at that.
There are echoes of the presidential campaign at the historic Covington Courthouse. People are here to let the county commission know they don't want a Muslim worship and burial center in Newton County. But Edmund Hall says don't credit Donald Trump for motivating this opposition.
I think these people would be here if Donald Trump was still running The Apprentice.
Hall is a third-generation Newton County resident. He works as an operations manager at a business nearby.
I am not a politician. I don't doublespeak. I will tell you how I feel. I don't want these people and these teachings in our community. Were we not watching our TV 9/11/01?
And Hall mentions more recent attacks as well. San Bernardino, the Pulse nightclub shooting, events Trump has seized on throughout his campaign. But even as Hall says Trump isn't the inspiration tonight, he finds himself using one of Trump's catchphrases at the meeting.
Richard Nixon coined a phrase, the silent majority. I'm here to tell you, you're looking and listening at the silent majority.
The silent majority appears on Trump campaign signs. It's considered a racially loaded term by some, used to discredit liberal activists and minorities.
I'll even go so far as to tell you, Islam is not even a religion. It's a cult that poses itself as a religion.
After the meeting, Joe Kirk heads to his car with a brand new red hat. It says, Make America Great Again. For Kirk, Trump's language is easy to connect with.
The thing with Trump, I don't agree with everything he says, and if anybody says they do, then they're idiots, okay? Let's be honest, all right? But he does say stuff plain, and he's not beating around the bush, and you know where he's coming from, and that's huge.
And Trump's clear messaging is easy to remember and repeat. Supporters in Newton County kept using one particular word from his recent speech on immigration. Vetting.
I call it extreme vetting. I call it extreme vetting.
Back to Joe Kirk in that red hat.
This is about properly vetting them and the ones that come over. It's about bringing the ones that want to abide by our laws and to abide by our customs.
Kirk has his own vetting standard. Muslims would have to publicly desecrate sections of the Quran, sometimes used by radical groups to justify violence. He doesn't expect them to do it. Megan Hollingsworth was disturbed by what most people were saying at Monday's meeting. She was one of just a few people in support of the proposed Muslim worship and burial facility.
We all have the right to worship. We all have the right to bury our dead. And I believe that our Muslim brothers and sisters should have that same right.
Hollingsworth is Catholic and said even her family faced religious discrimination when she was growing up.
My Catholic church had crosses burned on our lawn in Cumming, Georgia, back in the early 80s, late 70s. And it was because I think of a lot of similar situations like this. People were afraid.
But Hollingsworth says the situation is different in Cumming now. Things are better.
I hope that Newton County will eventually become a much more welcoming community.
Throughout the night, there was only one Muslim who got up and spoke at the meeting. Zuhir Fakir has lived in Newton County for 8 years. He says he's felt welcomed and was surprised by the harsh words he heard Monday night.
I don't know anybody in there tonight. These people might be living here for years, but it's not just the majority. Because if living in a small town for 8 years, you would think you will know people, you know, but I haven't recognized anybody, which is a good thing, I guess.
Fakir agrees with many who oppose the mosque on at least one thing. Their rhetoric was around before Trump's presidential run.
He came to reflect what those people are thinking before. So he's not the one who brought this ideology. I think it's been here for a long time. These people just, I think they're excited that there's someone finally who speaks their language, but I don't think it's something new.
Fakir says he was nervous and mad when he got up to speak at the meeting, but he feels he's earned the right to say what's on his mind. After all, he says, this is his community too. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.